Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
A couple of baseball pitchers and one of the best sluggers of hardball of all time make the news on this day in history of sports history. And we also remember some of the very famous sports birthdays of this date of June 11th, coming up in just a moment. Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to a short sports break here from jerseydispatch.com. Sports history is made every day of the year, and we're going to try to preserve it with some of the great famous people from team sports, and some of them we're going to have their jersey numbers involved here. So first of all, we're going to talk about some great things that happened in the state and the numbers of jersey number 3 and 57. June 11, 1904, Chicago Cubs ace Bob Wicker tossed a dandy of a no-hitter against the New York Giants baseball club. The Cubs hung on and won the game after 12 full innings, 1-0. And according to Sabre.org, the 26-year-old right-handed Wicker went 20-9 in 1903. And unhappily for Bob, though, he was expendable for the Cubs as they had 8 different 20-game winners in a span of 5 seasons during that era. He was traded to Cincinnati early in 1906 campaign and ended up missing out on 4 National League pennants and 2 World Series crowns that Chicago would go on to win in the upcoming 5-season span. June 11, 1927, future Baseball Hall of Fame slugger number 3, Babe Ruth, hit his 19th and 20th home runs of the MLB season that year. This is the year that Ruth would go on and wallop a record 60 home runs in the season. New York prevailed in this game 6-4 over the Cleveland Indians at Yankee Stadium. June 11, 1938, Cincinnati Reds hurler Johnny Vandermeer, number 57 that year, had a no-hit toss game against the Boston Braves where they won 3-0. Vandermeer is most notable for being the only pitcher in Major League Baseball history to throw 2 consecutive no-hitters. In this gem, the first of the 2 no-hit games in a row, it was at Crosley Field in Cincinnati. Vandermeer walked 3 while striking out 4 and allowing no hits against the Boston Bees, and no Boston player even made it past the first base. We shall recant his second no-no on June 15th edition of the series, and Vandermeer would go on to be a 4-time All-Star and win the 1940 World Series with those same Reds teammates. Now, before we leave the date of June 11th, we want to make sure over on Pigskin Dispatch you know about some of the great Hall of Fame birthdays that we're celebrating on this June 11th. Josh Cody, who was Vanderbilt's two-way tackle from 1914 to 1916, celebrates a birthday, born in 1892. In 1902, Ernie Big Dog Nevers, the Stanford University fullback and great Pro Football Hall of Fame player that played in the NFL, early NFL, also has a birthday. How about a big name? June 11, 1913, Vince Lombardi, the Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined NFL coach from the Green Bay Packers, as well as NFL executive and coach later on of the Washington Redskins, celebrates a birthday this date. And June 11, 1924, Doug Kenna, the quarterback from the U.S. Army's West Point Academy from 1942 to 1944 in those pre-World War II years, I guess a little bit into World War II as well. June 11, 1930, Johnny Bright, a Drake University single-wing halfback from 49 to 51, was born. In June 11, 1956, Joe Montana, Pro Football Hall of Fame retired quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, Kansas City Chiefs, formerly of Notre Dame. And we have a great spotlight article on Pigskin Dispatch featuring the great quarterback on this day. Speaking of on this day, well, that onthisday.com recognizes a couple other great sports figures that have birthdays. 1879, Roger Bresnahan, American Baseball Hall of Fame catcher and outfielder and manager, who was the first to wear shin guards and a batting helmet. He was born in Toledo, Ohio on June 11th. In 1939 in the state, Jackie Stewart, the great Scottish auto racer who won 27 Grand Prix, a bunch of F1 championships, was born in Milton, Scotland on this date. The excellent NFL punter Tommy Barnhart played in the NFL, Carolina Panthers, Green Bay Packers, and the Buccaneers. He was born in China Grove, North Carolina this date, 1963. 3 years later, 1966, Scott Mellanby, NHL's great right winger for the Florida Panthers, was born in Montreal, Quebec on this date. The great defensive back in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys, Brock Marion, was born in Wheeling, West Virginia in 1970. And also that same day, 1970, Bill Selby, American baseball infielder of the Red Sox in Boston, was born in Monroeville, Alabama. Now, these are just a bunch of the reasons that we celebrate sports history and some of the great athletes that played the game in team sports. Hope you join us each and every day here for a sports break on the Sports Jersey Dispatch and on sportshistorynetwork.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.